It's a holocaust. It's a holocaust for me because maybe we're not marching kids into death camps, but what we're doing is we're allowing them to overdose. We're allowing them to commit suicide, and we know what the problem is, and we're not doing anything about it. And it's no different than what happened in World War II. Yes, nobody pushes these kids into a gas chamber, but what's the difference if you shoot yourself or you die in a gas chamber? You're still dead. And the problem is our government knows about it, but not doing a damn thing to really stop it.
Do you believe it's the power of the pharmaceutical?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. When you think about what's involved over here, we have close to 100 million people who use pain medication. Out of that, 20 million people are addicted. And those are not my numbers. Those are the CDC's numbers. The total market just for pain pills alone in this country is $128 billion. That's a lot of money. That buys quite a bit of influence and, you know, with our lawmakers. That buys a lot of influence with the FDA. The FDA's budget from the government is $4.5 billion, somewhere around there. You can add 60% to that, which is a little over $2 billion in you know, what they get from pharmaceutical companies for registering for new medication. I mean, if you think about it, Eileen, why do we need so many different pain pills?
Tell us about the emails that you've had on a federal level. Who are they from? Who were you communicating with?
The emails, I cannot reveal the source of the email. That doctor wants to be anonymous. I can tell you this. This is only the first half of the email. In this first half, you can see how this advisory committee started. By charging pharmaceutical companies and by inviting officials from the FDA and National Institute of Health to sit on the board. That's influencing. It's the same thing when a doctor in a doctor's office, the same thing when a pharmaceutical rep stops in to see a doctor. That influences the doctor's prescribing. Whether we like it or not, it does influence the doctor's prescribing. It's the same thing with the FDA. When you have an advisory committee and you have members of a regulatory agency for the U.S. government sitting in on these conferences, it's going to change their mind. It's going to change their mind. So what's happening here is a pay-to-play sort of thing, you know. Officials at the FDA go and participate in this gatherings. These doctors are charging a half the amount of money from the pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies are paying, and they're pushing money. And in the second half of the emails, you will see where Bob Rappaport, who's in charge of opiates and analgesic department at the FDA, actually got a grant from the FDA for $50,000 to this committee. So this whole thing really needs to be investigated.
Who are you reaching out to?
Well, we obviously it has to be on the federal level. We have reached out to Senator Schumer. We have reached out to Senator Manchin, who represents a state who was devastated. West Virginia is in a horrible shape when it comes to the opiate epidemic. So we're hoping, you know, the wheels of government are not moving or don't move as fast as we would like them to, but I think something will happen. At one time when I talked to Congressman Higgins, his advice to me was, Avi, you are taking on a quarter of the gross national product. You're not going to find too many people who are going to want to help you. So You know, that shows, you know, that shows you how powerful it is. We cannot compete. I mean, these guys are keeping full-time lobbyists in Washington, D.C. They spend millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on keeping their policy active in the way they want it. We cannot fight that.
Avi Israel, thank you so much.
Thank you.